Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Hey, we had some rain in Las Vegas yesterday. I just heard about it, though, because I was inside in the bed. So I heard about it from all of the girls I talked to today. They said it was beautiful. I love the rain. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend to love the rain with? I don't know what them girls are talking about, but they said they loved the rain. It was so pretty. How can you like the rain and you don't even have a boyfriend to walk in the rain with? Isn't rain and weather lovers weather? Isn't that weather where you sit and you cuddle and you hug and you kiss in the rain? Ain't that what the rain is about? What are they talking about? We enjoyed the rain. It was so pretty. I'm like, come on, pass me with that nonsense. And I don't want to be in the rain. I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower. I like going swimming, though. Hey, we had some rain in Las Vegas yesterday. I just heard about it, though, because I was inside in the bed. So I heard about it from all of the girls I talked to today. They said it was beautiful. I love the rain. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend to love the rain with? I don't know what them girls are talking about, but they said they loved the rain. It was so pretty. How can you like the rain and you don't even have a boyfriend to walk in the rain with? Isn't rain and weather lovers weather? Isn't that weather where you sit and you cuddle and you hug and you kiss in the rain? Ain't that what the rain is about? What are they talking about? We enjoyed the rain. It was so pretty. I'm like, come on, pass me with that nonsense. And I don't want to be in the rain. I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower. I like going swimming, though.
I'm back. I'm back in the hood with some to match. My hair is long, my skin is black. I drink champagne and I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money, I'm smooth as silk. I eat Cheerios with cold milk. That's Papa G, I'm calling Bill. His picture's on my window sill. I go to church in my room. She's the bride and I'm the groom. I work out right on Zoom. Getting up, playing Doom. Look at my arm. Hard as hell. I work out. Can't you tell? Pimp all day. Ring the bell. In my room. What's that smell? And they say I'm back. This thumb's a match. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm back. This thumb's a match. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. Come on, y'all, standing up, walking tall, up all day, ready to ball. Bigger they are, the harder they fall. It's my boy in the mall, Marky D, big head Paul, making moves, standing tall, making hella money, y'all. Shooting hoops in the park, behind my back, hitting the mark, going home before it's dark. Feed my pigs so they don't bark. Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. Tell my girl, no time to sleep. Cause I'm G-Money and I'm going deep. And they say I'm fat. This thumb's a match. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. This thumb's a match. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. And I get down, doing my thing all across the town. I get up and I get down. I'm the king and I wear the crown. I'm G-Money, I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission, I got a plan. Facebook Live, OnlyFans. I'm G-Money, yeah that's right. I lost my money, I lost my sight. I lost my house, but that's alright. I still got the Lord. Still in the fight. I'm G-Money and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5 all day. And they say I'm fat. This thumb's a match. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. This thumb's a match. My skin is black. Don't smoke crack. 6'5 is where I reside. West Side, South Central LA. And that's the Mac is back.
my daddy went fishing. He went deep sea fishing. And he took me a couple of times on the boat. And we went way out in the middle of the ocean where I couldn't even see the shore. I couldn't see land no more. I couldn't see anything but ocean all around me. And I did some fishing, and I caught some fish. And my daddy caught a big fish. It was as tall as he was. And my daddy was short. He was only 5'8". So he wasn't a football-playing man. Even though he played sports, he played tennis, he was a bowler, and eventually he played golf. And he took me out there, and I got sick. I threw up on the water.
G Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, it's at Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to do the sports report on G Money's radio show. So let's talk sports. Let's talk Major League Baseball and the sports report for baseball.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home.
Yep.
All right.
Major League Baseball. All right, DJ.
Let's talk Major League Baseball.
What do we got? Yeah. Okay. Let's start with the American League and what they're doing, what their schedule looks like.
All right. Here are the standings in the American League. We'll start with the American League East. The Baltimore Orioles are still on top. 67 wins, 42 losses, followed by the Tampa Bay Rays, who are holding steady in second place with 66 wins, 45 losses. In third place, it's the Toronto Blue Jays with 60 wins. And in fourth and fifth place, the Red Sox, the Boston Red Sox, and the New York Yankees both have 57 wins. In the American League Central, the Minnesota Twins are still on top with 56 wins, followed by the Cleveland Guardians in second place with 53 wins. In third place, it's the Detroit Tigers with 48 wins. Fourth place, the Chicago White Sox with 43 wins. And in fifth place, the Kansas City Royals with 35 wins. In the American League West, Texas Rangers are still on top with 63 wins, followed by the Houston Astros with 62 wins. Third place, it's the Seattle Mariners with 57 wins. In fourth place, so they moved into third place. They surpassed the California Angels, who are in fourth place with 56 wins. And in fifth place, it's the Oakland A's with 30 wins. In the National League, the Braves are on top with 70 wins. National League East, that is. The Atlanta Braves are on top with 70 wins. I think they have the highest record in all of Major League Baseball. Yep, they sure do. In second place, it's the Philadelphia Phillies with 59 wins. Third place, the Miami Marlins with 58 wins. Fourth place, New York Mets have 50 wins. And in fifth place, the Washington Nationals have 46 wins. In the National League Central, the Milwaukee Brewers are in first place with 59 wins, 51 losses. Cincinnati Reds have second place with 59 wins, 52 losses. So they're just in second place because they have one more loss. Third place is the Chicago Cubs with 56 wins. In fourth place, the Pittsburgh Pirates have 48 wins and 60 losses. And in fifth place, the St. Louis Cardinals also have 48 wins. But they have 62 losses, so there, that puts them in fifth. In the National League West, the Dodgers are holding on to that first place with 62 wins, followed by the San Francisco Giants, who are coming after the Dodgers. They have 61 wins now. If you remember, they were back tied with the Diamondbacks, who are actually in third place. The Diamondbacks have 57 wins, so the Giants have been winning. And they're going after the Dodgers. So, Dodgers, you got to win if you want to stay in first place. In fourth place, it's the San Diego Padres with 54 wins. I think they're going after the Diamondbacks. And in fifth place, it's the Colorado Rockies with 42 wins. Those are the standings for Major League Baseball.
All right. Well, did they have any games that played last night with Major League Baseball that we didn't talk about yesterday afternoon?
There's no games that we did not talk about yesterday. I mean, I have some outcomes that we didn't know. The Dodgers beat the A's. Yeah, we knew that was going to happen. The Seattle Mariners beat the California Angels 5-3. Oh, the Dodgers beat the A's 8-2. The Chicago Cubs beat the Cincinnati Reds 5-3. The Minnesota Twins beat the St. Louis Cardinals 5-3. The Milwaukee Brewers beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 14-1. Talk about a rally. The Yankees beat the Astros 4-3. The Giants beat the Diamondbacks 1-0. So the Diamondbacks are fighting, but not enough to beat the San Francisco Giants. Let's see, the Orioles beat the Blue Jays 6-1. The Royals beat the Mets 9-2. The Texas Rangers beat the Chicago White Sox 5-6. And the Philadelphia Phillies beat the Miami Marlins 4-2. That's it for games yesterday. There's a bunch of games today. The Braves just beat the Cubs 8-0. That's the only game that was played today. But the Nationals are going to play the Reds. The Devil Rays are going to play the Tigers. Royals are going to play the Phillies. Astros are going to play the Yankees. The Mets and the Orioles are playing. The Red Sox and the Blue Jays. White Sox and the Guardians. Marlins and the Rangers. Twins and the Diamondbacks.
Pittsburgh Pirates and the Milwaukee Brewers. Cardinals are going to play the Rockies. Mariners are playing the Angels. And the Dodgers are going to play the Padres. So we'll see how those games go.
Okay. Well, it seems like all of the teams are lined up. There's nobody that's going to be changing positions if they win or if they lose in the National League. So they're all pretty consistent. They're at a constant standstill right now. Okay. And in the American League, I don't think we heard about any teams doing any major scoring, any major. Oh, they did have one game that was really out of proportion. It was like 20-6 or something like that you announced. So that's pretty good. They had one team that really showed out in the American League yesterday. So that's all good. So that's American that's Major League Baseball for today. Cheap Money Sports Report. So let's talk WNBA basketball. Let's talk about those Las Vegas Aces, WNBA basketball, and the rest of the teams in the league, how they're falling behind.
All right. Well, there's only been one game played since yesterday's report, and that was the Atlanta Dream losing to the Phoenix Mercury 91-71. The Atlanta Dream was they lost. And
are they Eastern Conference or Western Conference? Atlanta Dream.
They're Eastern Conference, and they were in
what
fifth
position?
Place. And
fifth place. Okay, and they lost to who?
They lost to the Phoenix Mercury. It was basically in 10th place. So
are they Eastern or Western Division Conference?
They're in the Western Conference. Phoenix is in the Western Conference. So so that only game between the Phoenix Mercury and the Atlanta Dream didn't really affect the standing. So the Las Vegas Aces are still in first place with 24 wins, followed by the New York Liberty, who are still in second place with 20 wins. The Connecticut Sun, still in third place with 19 wins, followed by Dallas, who moved from third place to fourth place. The Dallas Wings, they're 15-11. In fifth place, it's the Atlanta Dream with 14 wins and 13 losses. And in sixth place, the Minnesota Lynx have 13 wins and 14 losses. So the only thing that changed was that the Atlanta Dream dropped down one place and Dallas moved up one. Because I think before they were tied, Anyway, so I can go over who's the 7 through 12. The Washington Mystics in the East are in 7th place with 12 wins and 13 losses. The Chicago Sky is in 8th place from the East with 10 wins and 15 losses. The LA Sparks are in 9th place with 9 wins, 17 losses. The Phoenix Mercury is in 10th place with 7 wins and 19 losses. In the 11th place, we have the Indiana Fever with 7 wins and 19 losses. And in 12th place, we have the Seattle Storm with 6 wins and 20 losses. So we still have only two Western Conference teams in the top 6. That's the Las Vegas Aces and the Dallas Wings. And, the Minnesota Lynx are now in the top 6. They're also a Western team. So they're kind of split 3-3, 3 Western teams, 3 Eastern teams in the top 6.
And what place is the Minnesota team in?
They're in 6th place.
Oh, okay. So they broke the top 6 barrier. All right. Well, that sounds good. So you got 3 Western teams and 3 Eastern teams in the top 6. All right.
Wow.
That means they're going to be battling going down toward the playoffs at the end of October or November, whenever the playoffs are, for the Western Conference, for the WNBA. So it'll be the top 6 teams will be playing for playoff position. They'll be playing the play-in, and then the top 6 teams. I don't know. They only got, they only got 12 teams in both conferences. So I don't know if
right.
they'll have a play-in like they do in the NBA. They can't take the top 15 teams from each division. They can't take the top 15 from the Western Conference, and they can't take the top 15 from the Eastern Conference, because there's only 6 from each conference. So maybe they'll take the top 3 and have a serious situation with the top 3. Okay. Well, it sounds like we just have to wait and see what the playoffs look like. There may be some more teams from the Western Conference that move up, and there may be some more teams from the Eastern Conference that move up. So we'll see how they divide the playoffs when they get ready to do the series. Well, all right. Well, that's G Money Sports Report for the the WNBA and the Major League Baseball. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And I want to tell everybody, yes, everybody pay attention to this. It's my birthday. Today is my birthday. So happy birthday to G Money. Because I'm having a birthday celebration. Yes, I'm having a good day. I'm having a great time. A lot of people have wished me happy birthday on the internet, on the chat lines. They've been just wishing me best wishes all day long. And I've been getting hugs and kisses from different women every time I see somebody that knows it's my birthday. They've been giving me hugs and kisses. So it's been a good day for me. I'm really excited. I'm having a bunch of fun, and I'm happy to be in Las Vegas because we got a lot of things going down right here in Vegas.
So everybody that's listening to this radio show, I want you to know that you can go to Jack in the Box and get good quality food, and you can eat anything at Jack in the Box. They have tacos. They have burritos. They have hamburgers. They got french fries. They got apple pies. They got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla shakes. And then they got all kinds of sodas. They got diet soda, and they got regular soda. So you can always get something to eat at Jack in the Box. And I think they blew the clown up now, but when I was young, we used to go and they'd have the clown that would pop out of the box and it would spin around and you could see the clown for miles. But Jack in the Box, still household food. So go to Jack in the Box and get your eat on. Get your grub on that Jack in the Box.
Money and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They shot me now, just fine.
Shut up already, damn.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Hot like a blazing fire burning up the planet. Double date with Christy and her room.
Shut up already, damn.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Dip, snap, and drop. Ever so sweet, mother jeez. Dip, snap, and drop. How'd you get all that in MG?
I'm D-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Got master of the blue, got blue.
Shut up already, damn.
I'm D-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love
shut up
my
already, damn.
She was beautiful, big breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair, she had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous.
I'm so fly, they call me Chef Wild Bear. Girls in my neighborhood, French
fries. Shut up already, damn.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Ooh, I know it.
With dark skin, and the other girl was light skin. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful. But she was beautiful.
Shut up!
She was beautiful,
big breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair. She had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Hot like the blazing fire burning up the planet. Double date with Christy and her roommate Janet.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
And I get to the center divider, and I step off in the street. I'm not even paying attention to what's coming on, because the last time I looked, the street was clear. So I'm walking across the center divider, getting ready to cross the street to the other side, and I'm counting my change in my hand, not paying no attention to any oncoming traffic, because I'm thinking the traffic is a long way off. And all of a sudden, I get to the driveway, and I'm walking up on the sidewalk, and this car almost hits me. And I jump, and I go, "Hey, man, you almost hit me." And I look up, and it's a police car. And they're like, "Hey, you know you were jaywalking."
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas? Everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comics, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world.
That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, since today is Friday, and I'm going to give you the last bit of jokes and stories that we're going to play for Friday's show. And, well, I guess I should start off with, there was a farmer that had bought 600 acres of land, and he was out tilling his soil. And at the end of the day, he would sit on his porch, and his porch was facing the west. So he was watching the sunset in the west part of his county. And he was sitting on the porch and he was drinking his beer and relaxing after being in the soil all day. And one day he was sitting on his porch drinking some beers and a truck came down the highway and then turned onto his property and pulled all the way up to his front porch. And the man got out the truck and said, "Howdy, neighbor. I'm your friend. I'm your neighbor, Bob. And I'm coming to welcome you to the neighborhood. I know you're new here, and many people haven't come to recognize that you're a new neighbor that we have. So I'm coming to personally recognize you as a new neighbor to the neighborhood, and I want to let you know that I want to have a party in your honor at my house. So, welcome to the neighborhood. And what's your name, farmer?" And the farmer said his name was Michael. And they said, "Okay, Michael, I'm Bob, and I want to invite you to my house for a party this evening." And Michael said, "Well, that's very nice of you. You're the first one that's wished me any kind of welcoming to the community since I moved here. Nobody's come over and said anything to me since I've moved here, and I've just been working on my land, trying to get my crops ready so that I can have a good crop this next season." And so Bob said, "Well, I want to invite you to my house because I want to have a party in your honor." And Michael said, "Well, what's going to be at your house? What's your party going to be like?" He said, "Oh, we're going to have some drinking and some food, and we'll have some smoking, and it'll be some all kind of stuff in the party. You'll have a good time." And Michael said, "All right, well, what's the dress code? Because I don't want to dress inappropriately for the party." And Bob said, "Oh, no, it's not going to be a problem. You can wear whatever you want to wear because it's just going to be a party in your honor. And it really doesn't matter what you wear because it's just going to be me and you at the party." I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Hey, I was teaching sixth grade, and I had sixth grade core, and I had a bunch of kids. I had some white kids and some black kids. I had some Asian kids and some Spanish kids, and I had some Indian kids. And I had to make sure they could all speak English so I could teach them. Otherwise, I had to transfer them to a bilingual classroom for them to be able to learn in their own language. So I started off the day by saying, "If you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up." And the kids were talking among themselves. And then one kid stood up and I said, "Michael, did you understand what I said?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, "If you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up." And I said, "Well, okay, if you understood what I said, then why are you standing?" He said, "Well, teacher, I didn't want you to be the only one standing by yourself. Boy, kids are smart these days. All right. Well, they had a boy that went to church, and they stood up for devotion in his church, and the lady in front of him, in the pew in front of him, had her dress tucked inside her panties. So when she stood up, he reached over and grabbed her dress and pulled her out of her panties. And she socked him in the eye. So he went home with a black eye. And he walked in his house, and his daddy asked him, "What happened to your eye? Where did you get a black eye from?" He said, "Well, we were in church, and we stood up for devotion. And this lady had her dress tucked inside her panties. And I took her dress out of her panties, and she socked me in the eye." And his father said, "Well, you know, if you're going to do something nice for somebody, you got to let them know that you're doing something that's going to be to their benefit, and you're not doing something that's going to take advantage of them. So you got to let them know so they're aware that you're doing something kind for them." And he said, "Oh, okay, Daddy. I'll remember that." His dad said, "Yeah, make sure you remember that, because they got a lot of people that think you're trying to take advantage of it. So if you let them know what you're doing, then it'll be all right." And he said, "Okay, Daddy, I'll remember that." And he went to church the next Sunday, and they were in church, and they stood up for devotion again. And the lady that was standing in front of him the week before, Mrs. Brown, she was standing in front of him again with her dress tucked inside her panties. But the kid didn't do anything. But his buddy that was standing next to him looked over and saw this lady had her dress in her panties. And he reached over and pulled her dress out of her panties for her. But the other guy, the one that had pulled the dress out before, he knew she didn't like that. So he tucked it back in, and she socked him in the eye again. Woo! There were three animals that walked into a restaurant to get something to eat, and they sat down at a dining table. And the waitress came over and said, "Can I take your order?" And the lion said, "Yes, I'll have a chocolate shake." And then the waitress wrote down, "Okay, one chocolate shake." And then she went to the duck and she said, "Can I take your order?" And the duck said, "Yes, I'll have a bologna and cheese sandwich." And she said, "Okay." She wrote it down, "One bologna and cheese sandwich." Then she went to the chicken and said, "Can I take your order?" The chicken said, "Yes, I'll have a grilled cheese sandwich." And she said, "Okay, one grilled cheese sandwich." And then she went back to the lion and she said, "Excuse me, sir, are you sure you don't want something to eat?" And the chicken said, "Hey, lady, stay in your lane. Because if he was hungry, do you think we would be here now?" OMG, buddy. I'm so funny, I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know? You don't know? Because he looked really silly wearing a sweater. Woo! All right, there was a man that was walking the streets in New York. And he was walking up and down the streets looking in the windows at all the stores. And then he walked into a restaurant and sat down at a table and was looking at the menu. And the waitress came over and said, "Can I take your order?" And he said, "Yes." And he said, "I'll have a bowl of soup." And she said, "Okay, one bowl of soup. Is that it?" He said, "Yeah, that's all." She said, "Okay." She took the menu and she left and walked into the kitchen. So the man was waiting at the table, and 5 minutes later, the waitress came back with a big bowl of soup. sat it in front of the man and told him, enjoy his meal. And he said, thank you. Then he looked around. He said, waitress, waitress, I need your help. And she came back. She said, what can I do for you? What's your problem? And he said, taste the soup. And she's like, why? Is it too hot? He said, taste the soup. And she said, why? Is it too cold? He said, taste the soup. She said, why? It doesn't have enough meat in it? He said, taste the soup. She said, why? It doesn't have enough vegetables in it? He said, taste the soup, please. And she said, okay, okay. And she looked around and she said, where is your spoon? And he said, that'd be the problem. You didn't give me a spoon to eat my soup with. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Let me get a time check. DJ, what time is it?
4 o'clock.
Okay, good. I got a couple of more jokes to share with you. All right. There was a cowboy that was riding his horse across the county going to the next city. And his horse stepped in a hole and broke his leg. So the cowboy had to shoot the horse, and he had to bury the horse in the county desert. And he took the saddle off of his horse, and he was carrying it across the county, and he was looking for a place where he could buy another horse because he wanted to ride into town. But he was looking for a ranch or a farm where they would sell him a horse. And he found this rancher, and he went on the ranch, and he was looking for the rancher that owned the ranch. And he found the rancher, and he told the rancher he wanted to buy a horse so that he could ride into town. And the rancher told him he only had one horse there, and the horse no looked so good. And the cowboy said, well, let me decide if that horse looks good or not. And the rancher said, okay. And he took the man into the stable and showed him the horse. And the horse had a big, shaggy mane around the horse's head and his neck. And he had a real furry tail on him. And his hair was real fluffy and furry all around the horse. So he really looked good. And the man said, well, all you need to do is just brush him, and I'll ride him out of here. Put my saddle on, and I'll ride him out. And so the rancher said, okay. And he brushed the horse down, and he put the man's saddle on the horse. And then the cowboy said, so how much money do you want for your horse? You want $2,000? And the rancher said, oh, no, that's too much money for that horse. So the cowboy said, well, you want $1,000? And the rancher said, oh, no, that's too much money for that horse. And he said, well, do you want $500? And the rancher said, oh, no, that's too much money for that horse. And the cowboy said, well, you want $250? And the rancher said, no, no, that's too much money. And he said, well, do you want $200? And the rancher said, no, no, that's too much money. And then the cowboy said, what, you want $100? And the rancher said, no, no, that's too much money. And he said, what, do you want $50 for the horse? And the rancher said, yeah, that's about right. I'll take $50 for the horse. And so the cowboy gave the rancher $50. And then he jumped on the horse on the saddle. And he said, I'll ride him out of the off of the ranch. And I'll ride him into town. So I'll see you later. And he took off. And he was riding a horse on the property. But he got to the fence, and he ran into the fence, and he threw the cowboy off the horse. And the cowboy got up and said, "Oh, no, this man sold me a blind horse. This horse is blind. He just ran into the fence. So I'm going to take him back to the rancher and get my money back." So he took the horse back to the rancher, and he said, "I want my money back. You sold me a horse that was blind." And he ran into the fence. And the rancher said, "No, I didn't. I told you the horse no look so good." I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, there was a man that was involved in an accident, and he went to court, and he sued the company that caused him the accident, and he won a big lawsuit. So he ended up with millions of dollars, and with that money, he decided he was going to start his own company. So he developed a company that would be an observation company. It would just observe things and report on them. So he put an ad in the paper, and several people answered the ad, and they came to his location, and they were waiting in the waiting room to be interviewed for the position. And the man walked out there, and he got the first man that was in line waiting for the interview, and he brought him into the room and put him behind the desk and told him, "This is an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me." And the man looked at him, and then he said, "You don't have any ears." And the man screamed and hollered, and he said, "Get out of here. I don't want to talk to you anymore." And that man walked out. And then an interview man walked out in the lobby again, and he got the second man that was waiting in line to be interviewed, and he brought him into the interview room and sat him behind the desk, and he talked to him, and he said, "This is an observation job, so tell me what you observe about me." And the man looked at him and looked at him again and looked at him again. And he was real careful looking at the man to make sure he observed everything that was possible for him to observe about the man. And then he told him, "You don't have any ears." And the man said, "Get out of here. I don't want to talk to you either." And so the man walked out of the interview room. But he walked to the third guy that was waiting to be interviewed, and he told him, he said, "Hey, man, whatever you do, when you're talking to the guy that's interviewing you, don't say anything about him not having any ears, because I think he's really sensitive about the fact that he doesn't have any ears. So whatever you do, don't mention anything about him not having any ears. And I think if you do that, you can get the job." And the man said, "Right on, man. That's good looking out. Thank you for the help. I appreciate that. In fact, if I get the job, I'll hook you up. I'll take care of you, too. I'll pay you back." And the man said, "All right, that sounds like a winner." So he walked in, and he sat behind the desk. And the interviewer looked at him and said, "This is an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me." And the man looked at him, looked at him, looked at him again. And he looked at him around and around. And he looked at every part of the man that he could see. And he thought about what he was going to say. And then he said, "You wear contact lenses." And the man said, "Wow, that's amazing. Nobody's ever said anything like that to me about contact lenses. What made you think of that? Because nobody's ever said anything about it to me." And he said, "Well, it was obvious to me because you can't wear no eyeglasses because you got no ears to hold your eyeglasses up. Woo, I'm J Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other, drew their swords, and shot each other. Now the deaf police heard the noise and came and shot the two dead boys. Now if you don't believe this tale is true, you need to ask the blind man, because he saw it too. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you don't know, now you know. All right. Well, now it's time for us to play a story that I recorded for the listening audience. I think it should be about time, story time, for me to share a story with you. In my story time of G Money story, let me play a story for you. So DJ Papa D, do you have a story that I recorded for the listening audience that you can play for the audience today? And we'll be back for more of the show after this story in a minute.
You know, when I was 8th grade, I was in elementary school at St. Anselm's Elementary School. And I had a brother in the 6th grade, and I had another brother in the 4th grade. So we were attending school together, and we were doing everything that we were supposed to be doing in the school. And I was getting to school early because I had to be an altar boy in the church services. So I was finishing the altar boy for church, and I would walk into the school building and walk around, and I would check all of the classrooms just to say hi to the teachers. And I walked up on my brother's classroom, and one guy from my classmate, he was walking out of the classroom. And I had heard about people putting packs on the seat where people were sitting down and trying to do their classwork. They were sitting in chairs, and they were sitting on thumbtacks. So when I saw this guy from my class walk out of this younger class, I went in to check it out to see if it was my brother's classroom and to see if the tacks were in my brother's chair. So I went in and I looked at all the desks and I saw the tacks on all of the different desks in the classroom, but all the desks that had tacks on it, none of them was my brother's desk. So I didn't worry about it. I walked out the classroom and went downstairs for the announcements and the Pledge of Allegiance. And when I walked out the classroom, the teacher from that classroom saw me walk out. But I didn't know it. So later on during the day, when we were switching classes, I had to go to that classroom for my class. And when I walked in, I wasn't really paying attention to anything. I was talking to my buddies and talking to some girls, and, you know, I was just socializing. And I walked into the class, and they had a big note on this desk in the front of the room that said, this guest belongs to Gregory. And I looked at the note, and I said, wow, I'm being treated special today. I'm special. And I looked at everybody, and I laughed at all of them, and I said, I'm special. That's why I get a special guest in the front of the classroom. And I walked over, and I didn't even look at my seat. I just sat my big butt down on the chair, and I jumped up. I said, yow! And I looked up, and I started pulling all kinds of thumbtacks out of my butt. And I was like, what is this? And the teacher came over to me, and she said, see, that's what you get for putting tacks on the student's desk in my classroom. And I said, oh, is that what this is all about? And I jumped up, and I said, where's he at? And I had seen this guy walk out of the classroom, so I knew it was him that had put tacks on everybody's desk in that classroom. But I got punished for it. So I was going to return the favor to this dude in my class. And I said, where is he? Where is he? And he stood up, and he crossed his arms. And I'm like, you better put up your fist, because I'm fixing to sock you. And he was like, I don't want to fight. And I said, well, I do. Boom, boom. And I stole two to the jaw. And he said, oh, man, I don't want to fight. And my teacher came and broke us up. And everybody in the class was saying, beat him up, G, kick his butt, grease, G, kick his butt. And I was like, man, I was mad because I got punished for something I didn't do. So I was really upset about it. And I was going to take it out on the person that caused me the pain. So I was ready to fight, but my teacher took us out into the hallway and was talking to us, and I explained to us that it wasn't me that put the tacks on those stairs. It was him. It was Gary that did it. And so the teacher said, oh, I should have known. But Gregory, you're a good student. You don't do things like that in your class. And I said, no, it wasn't me. And she said, I know it wasn't. It was Gary. And I said, yeah. So she walked in the class to calm the class down because everybody was excited because they thought it was going to be a real fight. They thought Gary was going to put up some defense about my swinging and punching him. And they were really excited thinking that we were going to have a fight in the classroom. But my teacher had calmed us down and told me that she understood what I was feeling. So she was sorry for putting the tacks on my seat, and she didn't expect me to actually walk in and sit down on all those tacks. She expected me to walk in and see all the tacks in my chair and not sit down on them. But because I came in laughing and joking and talking with all of the students in my classroom, I didn't even notice the tacks. So she told me, all right, Gregory, you're not in any trouble. And Gary was like, come on, Gregory, take the blame with me. We can do it together. And I'm like, I'm not taking the blame for something I didn't do. So I'm going to kick your butt. And he was like, I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight. And I was like, I was mad, but I had already got two licks in, and I was cool about it. I was like, okay, well, he can go back in, and the teacher knows I wasn't the one causing the problem. So she announced to the class that I wasn't the one to put the tacks on all the chairs. So she said that it was all over, and she apologized for putting the tacks in my seat and having me sit on all of those tacks. And everybody just laughed because they said, he sat down and he jumped up. And I was like, yeah, those tacks hurt. But that was the end of the day. So we didn't have any more problems. Me and Gary were still good friends. And after that, you know, everything was cool. So that's the end of the story. And I want you to know that anytime you get into trouble, somebody knows the truth. So all you got to do is have somebody tell the truth, and everybody that's in trouble can get out of trouble.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Come on, got to get the squiller, gotta get the squiller, gotta get the cash, hey. Got to get the squiller, gotta get the squiller, gotta get the cash, hey, come on, gotta get it. Got to get the squiller, gotta get the squiller, gotta get the cash, hey, come on, gotta get it. Got to get the squiller, gotta get the squiller, gotta get the cash, hey, come on, got to get it.
Runner sleeves, calling it all runner sleeves. Blowing through the wind like a sticky green breeze. Back once again, straight faded off pin. This that nigga does me with the pocket full of spin. Running all the gators with the new chrome feet. Checking through my rear view with my hand on my heat. Cause haters can't stand a freaking nigga doing good. But fuck Hollywood, I'ma still bang the hood. Getting my fuck on, walk on, look, I'm all about the paper. Hopping out the navigator with Brace and Chuck Taylor. A regulator scoping the field like a commentator. Dodging investigators, haters and salt shakers. The cookie baker, the six-fold pancaker. Bitch, my whole entourage is full of kid makers and gators. Trip makers to Vegas for bird breakers and skyscrapers. Tipping no bellas, cause look, we's all about the cheddar.
Down for whatever. It's all about the cheddar. I put that on my life in the 23rd letter.
Everybody get your squiller. Don't worry about your time zone. Homie, get your grind on.
Down for whatever. It's all about the cheddar. I put that on my life in the 23rd letter.
Everybody get your squiller. Don't worry about your time zone. Baby, get your grind on.
Baby, baby, bounce, baby, baby, bounce. To the out of town, niggas, I still got them 9 and 9. Can't rely on no label to send my kids to college. So after I rock the spot, we begin the parking lot. Now call it what you want, but the game got me cheese. With bitches on my dick, that's my last CD. I'm with some young black and broke, up the dub, the inevitable. Turning over 3 decimals, making an oyster perpetual. Let it go, rags to riches, buckets to finish. I went from no dough to mo dough, to still killing these wickets. I'm looking for digits, forgive me, God, for the truth. But I beat for cheddar like a smoker with a sweet tooth. Got game from legit and phony. C-Mac is show. Cube told me the key to it all is to keep hustling low. Put your family first and the rest will endeavor. Stay focused and forever we can get the cheddar. Come on.
Down for whatever. It's all about the cheddar. Hey, put that on my life in the 23rd cheddar.
Everybody get your paper. Don't worry about your time zone. Homie, get your grind on.
Down for whatever.
Yeah.
It's all about the cheddar.
Paper,
put that on my life in the 23rd letter.
Now everybody get your paper. Don't worry about your time zone.
My nigga,
get it.
That shit is hard as fuck.
Aye. Get it, get it.
You got the hands bobbing and everything, nigga.
Get
and what
it, get
I really
it.
Wanna hear from you is some of that jingle shit you
get it, got it.
Ding 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 ding. Hold on, nigga, wait, fuck that, yo.
What's up?
Yeah, I got dollars in my pocket, off from rolling. Janky as fuck, so you know my gold is stolen. From the ghetto to Cincinnati, Europe to Killer Cali. I've been around the world and yaya, like Puff Daddy. Looking for the cabbie kid, caught in the drop. Connected with the diner, cop one from Swap House. But I'm acting stepped on it, cause last year you slept on it. But now I'm up on it, giving gold and showers to my opponents. Grinding till I'm paid in full. Pledging allegiance to them dollar bills, who cares? Some of them bigger than pit bulls. Only true players can comprehend the world. I'm talking about, hey yo Mac, I think I'm over the care, low, check me out.
See we down for whatever, it's all about the cheddar, money. I put that on my life in the 23rd letter.
Everybody get your money, don't worry about your time zone, homie, get your grind on.
See we down for for whatever. It's all about the cheddar.
Money,
put that on my life in the 23rd letter.
Everybody get your money.
Money.
Don't worry about your time zone, baby. Get your grind on.
Your grind on. Yeah. Gun ho Mac 10. With my G homie, the shadiest one. Dub C, you know what I'm saying? Cooking that 100% pure Bombay caviar. Bringing that shit to a hood near you, nigga. What? West Side Riders, baby! Come on.
Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Hey, everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and, well, that's it for today's radio show. It's the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut the show down and get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So I want to say I hope everybody enjoyed this week's radio show, and especially our Friday afternoon show. It's really important that you enjoy the content we put together for your radio show entertainment. We try to make it exciting every Friday so that you can be entertained the last show for the week, and something that'll keep you contained until next week, until Monday when we come back to the listening audience and we have a whole new show lined up for you. So I want to say have a good weekend. And enjoy all the sports and everything that are being played this weekend. But before we get out of here, I want to recognize all the followers from the radio show and all the fans and all the fan club members and all my friends that are following the radio show. And we want to recognize the ones that are celebrating their birthday. My brother, DJ Papa D, has a birthday coming up, and I think his birthday is going to be on Tuesday. I think that'll be August 9th. It'll be Tuesday. So we want to definitely send him some wishes
send him some emails and stuff to wish him happy birthday on his birthday so he doesn't feel like a lonely, lost child, you know, because he kind of goes through withdrawal situations sometimes. He forgets who's in charge, but I don't want him to feel neglected and left out. So we want to give him birthday wishes and acknowledgments. And again, I think his birthday is going to be on Tuesday. So make sure you drop him a line, the same place that you can drop a line for the radio show. You can call in at the chat line and wish him happy birthday on Tuesday's radio show. Or you can send him an email to my email address at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail. Send him an email to wish him happy birthday. But otherwise, let's go with the rest of the birthdays today. DJ Papa D, play the birthday song, and then we're going to announce all of the birthdays that we're recognizing for today. August 5th. I think today is the 5th.
6, 7, 8.
Yep, today is August 5th. So we want to recognize all the birthdays in the month of August. The Leo are in the house, and we'll be back to pray after we do the birthday.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, August 4th, 2023. Happy birthday to all you Leos. Happy birthday to Cheryl D. Jones, 61 years old today. Happy birthday to Rico Atkins. Happy birthday to Nikita Coleman, 47 years young. Happy birthday to Miles Santana, 37 years young. Happy birthday to Deidre Randolph. Happy birthday. Birthday to Marlon Watson. Happy birthday to Tim Adams, 65 years old today. Happy birthday to Arlene Simpson Porter. Happy birthday to Erica L. Mason. Happy birthday to Cornelius D. Jones. Happy birthday to Johnny Wallace. Happy birthday to Stacy Tate. Happy birthday, Calvin Hackett, MSW. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mr. Leland Ratliff, 66 years old today. And that's it. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating today, August 4th, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody today, August 4th. I got issues with that. I was told that the 3rd was Thursday. No, the 4th was Thursday. And the 3rd was supposed to be Friday. So they got it all confused. Because we had a music conference that was supposed to start on Thursday. And that was supposed to be August 3rd. And if today is August 4th, that means Thursday was today. But the people at the radio station told me August 4th was Thursday. And August 5th was Friday. And August 6th was going to be Saturday. They got it all screwed up. They got all of my information. For me reporting to my fans and my friends, the music conference, and my days were all mixed up. Wow. I guess people need to get their calendars out, and they need to adjust their time schedules so they can get their dates straight. because they're costing me to look really stupid and being really, I don't even know what they're doing to me. But they're dissing me. They're causing me to diss myself. I'm not looking at a watch or anything, and I'm not looking at no date calendar or nothing. I'm going on the information that I'm getting from my people in the field, and they're giving me inaccurate information. So I don't know what's going on. So that means DJ's birthday's not going to be until Wednesday next week, people. If everything is going according to the way he just said, today is the 4th. That means Friday's the 4th, Saturday's the 5th, Sunday's the 6th, the 7th is Monday, and the 8th is Tuesday. So that meant August 9th is going to be Wednesday. So my brother's not going to have his birthday till Wednesday. Wow, that's really going to throw me off. I'm supposed to know when his birthday is because I'm the big brother. Oh, man, I feel so bad. I've been telling people to send. You can still send him condolences and emails and stuff like that. You can call and tell him on Tuesday that you're wishing him happy birthday. So I don't want you to neglect him just because I messed up his birthday. Just give him an advance notice on his birthday wishes. Do that and everything will be cool. But I can't believe that I got the dates all screwed up. And the music conference was Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And today is the second day of the conference. Not the first day, but the second day of the conference. Because the 3rd was yesterday. Man, I can't believe the radio station that's sponsoring the conference, the music conference in Las Vegas. They messed up the dates on their announcement on the radio. I can't believe they did that. And they got all of us that depend on the radio for the information to get it all backwards. And that's who I'm blaming it on. I'm blaming it on the radio because I heard them make the announcement. And I took it verbatim that they knew what they were talking about. Oh, man. Well, at least it's Friday, Saturday. Well, it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Like they said, it's just the dates were different. It's not the 4th, the 5th, and the 6th. It's the 3rd. The 4th and the 5th. Oh, man. I guess when you get old, people just take advantage of you not knowing what's going on. You got to stay up with what's happening in this world, people, because time is flying by. Okay, well, happy birthday to everybody that we're celebrating their birthday today, especially my buddy Leland Radliff. Happy birthday, Leland. I hope you had a good one today and you're home with all your grandkids and your great-grandkids and your sister's grandkids and everybody. I'm hoping you're having a good time. And I hope your dad is doing okay, too. I haven't heard any bad news or any news that your father passed away, but I'm sure you know my mom and my dad are both gone to the other side. So I'm wishing you happy birthday, Leland. You turned 66 today, and I'll be 66 in 5 months after you. So you're a little bit older than the big brother. Well, I'm my brother's big brother. I ain't your big brother, but, you know, I'm your brother from another mother. We can do it like that. All right. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to wish you a happy birthday to everybody. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have a good day today. and a better day tomorrow. Have a good day today. Happy birthday, y'all. And I'll see you again on Monday. See you on the other side on Monday. So have a good weekend. I'm out. And let us pray now. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God,
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory's Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.